Hi, hello, Ram Ram Mandari. My name is Amol Deshmukh and welcome to rule number 6. Rule number 6 ha ekdam simple hai. Sagat important ani sagat effective hai. All of these rules are simple, but they are very powerful. In fact, individually, they are very powerful. Just using one of these rule will improve your English speaking a lot. But real power comes when you use all 7 of them. So what's number 6? Number 6 is this. Only use authentic, real English materials. What does that mean? Well, in another way, don't use textbooks. I talk about this already when I was talking about throwing away your grammar books. But really, you need to throw all of your textbooks, all of them, get rid of them. They're horrible, they're boring, they're useless. You know, get rid of all grammar textbooks. They are really fake conversations. All त्यांच्यामध्ये little graphics असतात, चांगले छान छान photographs, images वगैरे असतात, but they are boring. They got bunch of fake conversation with boring actors reading them, and then they have a bunch of little boring activities and drills that's supposed to help you speak English. It's all bad. It's not going to help you. You need to do, instead of these fake activities, you need to use authentic real English. What does that mean? What does it mean? I mean the best material that are made for true English speaking, that comes from natural English speaking. You know, books are made for the British peoples. For English speaking, there have to be the natural way, authentic, real material, books, CDs, videos, whatever. You can also use materials that are very, very similar or very, very close to the real material. For example, there are some really good books out there, story books, that they're about real stories, you know, written about, you know, little novels, short novels, chhota katha, lahan mulansathi, jyamadhye simple English aste. People can read them and understand very easily. Some of them have audiobooks, real interesting information. It's not a bunch of rule and stupid activity or fake conversations. So those kind of materials are also quite good. That's what I mean when I say real materials, real. Let me give you an example of this. You want to improve your English reading skill. Now there's 2 ways to do this. The old traditional boring way, which doesn't work, is to go out and get a bunch of fake tests. Avgad pariksha, kiwa avgad test astat. Avgad boring essays vagare. Or you can get some reading comprehension textbook. Rapid X kiwa barat sashe English books hai ki tancha boring text, boring people lilela hai. Ani tancha boring prashnas astat khali. And it's not really fun and it's not effective. Nendanja khali chote chote shabda dilil astad, ani you are always trying to remember all this vocabulary. Now that work for you. I mean, you can improve that way, but it's very slow and it's painfully boring. A much better way, and the research shows a much more effective and powerful way, is to read easy children's stories, easy novels. What is easy means? It depends on your level. For some people, easy means children's books, right? Books that are made for the children's. They're super easy, for easy level, because they are for children's. For you, for a lot of people watching this video, probably I would say easy novels for you, for young adults, for older elementary, satvi atvi che पाचवी सहावी सातवीचे जे विद्यार्थी आहेत त्यांची इंग्लिशचे पुस्तके किंवा त्यांच्यासाठी बनवलेले स्टोरी बुक्स. When I say easy, it means you should understand 95% of the story. And you can easily guess the 5% automatically. So if you want to improve your reading, and you can read magazines and read lots of them, you read a lot of novels. Soon, in few months, your reading will be very easy, and you can start reading difficult material. You can start reading high school level novels and stories, and you read lots and lots of those. If you want to read romance, you can adventure, you can use science fiction, you can read those kind of books. If you like non-fictional, you can read it too, but it has to be the real books. That will feel you easy. It happens quite quickly. If you read every single day like that, you will improve very quickly, and you could go up to the adult level, or you can read the best-selling novels like J.K. Rowling, Stephen Crasher, all these people. You can enjoy them by reading lots of the books, lots and lots of books. You will improve your reading so fast, so powerfully, and so much faster, so much powerfully than someone who's trying to learn from the text only, from the vocabulary books. This is a much faster, much powerful way to improve your reading. And this, of course, we are talking about this rule about the speaking and listening. How do you do that? It's the same idea. It's exactly the same idea. Instead of using books, you will use the audiobooks. आपल्या जशी रीडिंग आपली इम्प्रूव्ह करायची त्यासाठी मी आपल्याला सजेस्ट केलं की आपण रीडिंग छोट्या छोट्या मुलांसाठी ज्या कथा वगैरे बनवलेल्या आहेत तर त्या पद्धतीने त्या ऐकाव्या. आणि ज्या पद्धतीने आपण आपली रीडिंगची पॉवर इम्प्रूव्ह केली त्याच पद्धतीने आपली स्पीकिंगची पॉवर देखील आपण इम्प्रूव्ह करू शकतो विदाउट युझिंग दिस बोरिंग टेक्स्ट बुक. Instead of using these kinds of books, you can use audiobooks, you can use podcasts, you can use audio CDs. You can get my video or audio lessons. So you want to listen to as many easy, real audios as you can every day. You want to listen audio story, you can
listen to the
easy audios on topics that you enjoy, that they are entertaining. It's real stuff. And you will fall that for same things again and again. Maybe they would feel something difficult level for you. When you repeat them again and again, that will become very easy. That is how you can learn real English. And textbook, it's not real. It's very unnatural. That's fake conversations are unnatural. And we never speak like that, right? What's lesson one in most textbook? Hello, hi, how are you? I'm fine, and you? And you have these actors reading that conversation, little graphics. It's very unnatural. Pronunciation is very strange because nobody talks like that. And in fact, in America, when you meet someone for the first time, you will never hear that kind of conversation. People really say things like, how you doing? What's up? Nice to meet you. You don't find those little phrases in most textbook, yet those are the most common real ways of greeting people. That's why, you know, textbook English is never going to help you. If you learn English by these books and you go to any foreign countries, you will never understand the native speakers because you have learned from the textbooks. You have not learned it from the authentic real English. So if you want to be able to be functionally fit with the real English, especially if you want to talk to the people from Canada, from United States or UK, Australia, then you must learn from the real materials. Very important. And you know, once again, this is how children learn, right? Children do not study textbook to learn their own language, right? If they are two year old or 3 year old, ते कधीही इंग्लिश व्याकरणाचं पुस्तक नाही वाचू शकणार. दे आर लर्निंग फ्रॉम द स्टोरीज, फ्रॉम रियल कॉन्वर्सेशन, फ्रॉम रियल कम्युनिकेशन, अबाउट रियल आयडियाज, अबाउट रियल इन्फॉर्मेशन अँड अबाउट रियल फिलिंग्स. दॅट्स हाऊ दे लर्न अँड दॅट्स हाऊ दे स्पीक व्हेरी नॅचरली. इफ यू ब्रिंग चिल्ड्रन फ्रॉम अमेरिका आणि त्यांना आपण आपल्या भारतीय मुलांसोबत ठेवलं, महाराष्ट्रीयन मुलांसोबत ठेवलं, तर तो मुलगा मराठी शिकेल पक्क्या पद्धतीनं, विथ नो टेक्स्ट बुक, विथ नो ग्रामर स्टडी. How do they do it? Right? They learn from the real communication, real English, from real English, or real Marathi pasun shiktil te. What you need to do is go out and get real materials. Of course, you can get my lessons or our lessons. I will give you a lot of teachings. My lessons are not focused on the little parts of the English. I don't want you to think about English. I want you to think about interesting ideas. I want you to feel entertained. I want you to focus on the emotions and the ideas and what I'm saying, what's inside the audio. So most of my main lessons are on personal growth topics, being more healthy, having more energy, being more successful in all parts of your life. I want you to focus on the ideas. You're learning English at the same time. But I don't want you to think about the grammar rules. I want you to focus on the ideas, powerful, interesting ideas. As you focus on these real ideas, real emotions, you will learn English automatically. So, use real material in order to improve your much, much faster English speaking ability. To understand real speech, so that when you go to the country or you talk to someone from an English speaking country, you can actually understand the English that they use in their native language or in daily life conversation. So rule number 6 is use only authentic real English materials. And that's rule number 6. Tomorrow is the last one. Look for the next golden rule. See you then. Bye-bye. Ram Ram.